Two songs, the first one seated, so if you were to continue reflecting, that hopefully will help you, and then the second one will stand and sing. I thought I'd tell you now, and it saves me disturbing you afterwards. Lord, we bless Chris this morning as he speaks to us. Speak through him and open our hearts and ears to you. Amen.
Amen. From Matthew. And we heard Jesus talk to us in this passage about worry. So I wonder how many of us here this morning have brought some worries with us. I think most of us worry at least some of the time, if not all the time. It's something that affects us as human beings. I think it's part of our life. It's part of the way we are. But worrying isn't pleasant. It weighs us down. It can cause us to lose sleep. It can cause us anxiety. And it can distract us from the calling God has placed on all of our lives. We can worry about things that have already happened, things that we can't change, things from our past. We can worry about things we expect to happen in the future, something we know we're going to have to deal with. But also, we can worry about things that will probably never happen to us. And some of us struggle with worry more than others. But it's okay. It is okay. And I don't mean that from a naive perspective. I mean it's going to be okay because this morning, when we listened to Caroline read from the book of Matthew, we heard Jesus' words, and we were brought good news, really good news, the news that Jesus Christ himself invites us to enjoy a life of less worry. We heard Jesus tell us three times not to worry. In verse 25, I'll read these to you. Verse 25, Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?" Then in verse 31, Jesus said, "So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" And in verse 34, Jesus says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So Jesus tells us not to worry about life. He tells us not to worry about what we eat or drink, what we wear or our bodies. He also tells us not to worry about tomorrow. That's six things in that short passage Jesus tells us not to worry about. And when Jesus tells us not to worry, he's not telling us off. He's not dismissing our feelings. He's not putting us down. Neither is he being naive, saying just empty words designed to make us feel better. He understands why we worry. But he invites us into something better. Jesus is saying that he wants to invite us into a life of less worry. He invites us to hand over our worries to him. But it's more than that. It's an invitation to be in a close relationship with him. It's an invitation to be in such a close relationship with him that he will carry our burdens for us if we let him. So how can we start doing this? I think the first step is to trust in God. We can stop worrying about things because God is our Father in heaven, and he loves us, and we can trust him. And to get the point across that we can trust him, Jesus gave us this morning some illustrations. And one of them is this. He points to the birds. He says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" Now, the birds and all of nature are really important. They are really valuable. But all of us here this morning, are we not much more valuable? Of course we are, because Jesus made us in his image. If he feeds the birds, he's going to feed you. He's going to give you what you need. He's going to provide for us. The God of the universe, who is all-powerful and knows more about ourselves than we do, he knows our worries, he knows our fears. He will take those worries and fears from us if we let him. He knows what we need, and he will give us all that we need to flourish. So picture for a moment a baby. A baby with a good mum and dad. Does that baby worry about anything? Not really. The baby takes the care, the love, and the warmth, and the milk, or formula. Everything the baby needs, the baby takes for granted. They don't worry about the parents. The baby doesn't worry about things or the day ahead, because they know and trust that their mum or dad or whoever is looking after them will do everything they can for them. They trust their mum or dad to take care of them, and it doesn't cross their mind that their needs won't be met. As the baby gets older and stops being a baby, at some point in early childhood, worry starts to creep in. And this is why I think it's part of being a human, that worrying is part of who we are. And then when that child gets older still, worry, and we turn into adults, worry can sometimes be all-consuming. But Jesus says we don't need to be consumed by worry. Like a baby who trusts completely in its parents, we don't need to worry because we can trust completely in God, who is our parent in heaven. We can trust that God will meet our needs. So let's look at the other side. Who would look back on their past and think, if only I'd worried more when this happened to me, everything would have turned out well. If only I'd had a panic attack when this had happened, that would have sorted it out. Who would think that? Who would think if they were struggling to put food on their plate or were really ill or had been really ill? Who would think, but at least our worry got us through that time? No one. And this morning, Jesus reminds us of his invitation to something better. So when we find ourselves worrying, perhaps we can try to repurpose that worry, repackage it, and address it to God for him to handle. Ask God to take it from you. Tell God that you entrust it to him. Tell God you entrust the situation to him. And then, if you catch yourself worrying again about the same thing or something else, and I'm certain if you're anything like me, you will, but when that happens, just pray it once more to God and keep doing it as often as you need. And over time, you will get better at handing things to God in prayer. We'll get better at talking to God about difficult things that we might not talk to each other about. New habits can take time, and talking to God and giving him your worries is a good habit. Jesus said, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Now, I'm going to tell you a little story about a man called George Muller. He was a 19th century evangelist. He was from Germany. He moved to Bristol. And in the early 1800s, God called him to start caring for orphans. Now, he was not wealthy. He didn't have money to his name. And when he felt that call to look after orphans and to build an orphanage, he decided he wasn't going to ask people for money. He decided he was only going to ask God to provide what was needed to fulfill God's calling on his life. So every day, he had lots of things to worry about. It was a time of real need for the children. It's actually quite hard to imagine this now, but there were lots and lots of children who not only didn't have parents, they had to fend for themselves on the street. And yet George Muller had a serenity about him, and it attracted attention from his peers at the time. And one day, he was asked how he had so much peace in the middle of such hectic times. And he replied very simply, he just said, "I rolled 60 things onto the Lord this morning." He rolled 60 of his worries onto the Lord that morning. 60. He didn't ask another person for money, ever. But everything needed was provided, and the orphanages that Muller built, they cared for over 10,000 orphans. 10,000. And not just that. His orphanages went on to provide a higher standard of education that was typical for so-called well-cared children at the time. So much so that it was the children from the orphanages who tended to get the better jobs because they were more highly educated. And these orphanages were built on faith alone. One time in one of the orphanages, the staff and the children sat down at the table for breakfast. They knew there was nothing left to eat. They knew there was not going to be any breakfast that day. But they sat down at the table and prayed like they always did. As they finished praying, the baker knocked on the door unexpectedly with a gift of enough bread to feed everybody. And then the milkman's cart broke outside the orphanage, and the milkman needed to lighten the load. So he knocked on the door and donated enough milk to everybody. I think that is an amazing testimony of faith in the Lord. Muller also wrote a sermon called Freedom from Anxiety. And in this sermon, Muller says this. He says, "The children of God are permitted, but not only permitted, they're invited. Not only invited, but commanded to bring all their cares, all their sorrows, all their trials, and all their wants to their Heavenly Father. They are to roll their burdens onto God." Muller rolled his worries onto the Lord through prayer. And look what happened. 10,000 children in real need were cared for and received a higher education than most children at the time. And that was started by a man with no money, but lots of faith. No one here needs to worry. No one here needs to worry, because you can trust in your relationship with God. You can trust God for everything. God cares for us all. He cares for you. He loves you. And even if you're here and you haven't yet decided if you fully believe in God, He's waiting for you. He's waiting to welcome you with His arms stretched wide. Everybody here. God has a plan and a purpose for you. So I wonder if we leave here today, I wonder if one of the takeaways for you could be a commitment to build a closer relationship with God and build that healthy habit about giving our worries to God, giving the situation that you face now or will face in the future to God. I wonder if we could all commit as one community together and as individuals within that community that we will let God carry our burdens for us. And I believe if we can do that, if we can do that, then God will do amazing things in our life. And he will do amazing things around here, around this church. So let us try. Let us let God to carry our burdens for us. I wonder if you'll join me in prayer. Father God, we rejoice that you are able to carry our burdens. We rejoice that you want to take our worries and deal with them. We rejoice that we can trust you for everything in our life. But Father, we confess this morning that we so often don't trust you enough with the situations we face. We too often carry things ourselves. We too often think that we are the solution or we can solve our own problems. Lord, help us to turn to you. Help us to trust in you. Help us to roll our burdens, our fears, our worries, our anxieties to you. Lord, as we move forward with you, may we know the peace that passes all understanding that comes from you. Lord, we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.